सब लोग सोचते हैं कि SEO का दो पार्ट है, ऑन पेज एंड ऑफ पेज, बट द रियलिटी इज SEO डू हैव टू पार्ट्स, बट दे आर टेक्निकल एंड स्ट्रेटेजिक। हाई एवरीवन, माय नेम इज दिवाकर, आई एम अ स्टूडेंट बीटेक IIT खड़गपुर, ऑल्सो अ डिजिटल मार्केटियर। फॉर द लास्ट 3 years आई हैव डन न्यूमरस मिस्टेक्स, हैव डन अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स राइट, एंड टुडे आई एम गोइंग टू डिस्कस द SEO फॉर बिगिनर्स इन 2020 इन नेक्स्ट ईयर। सो लेट्स बिगिन। So basically the first thing that you should consider as a, you know, as an aspiring SEO in 2020 is the habit of having, you know, doing something that tools cannot do, which is basically strategic thinking. Okay, now you will find many videos, you will find many videos on YouTube and various other platforms, even articles where people have talked about various very fruitful SEO strategies, and even I live to those strategies till date. I have worked with many companies, I have worked with international clients, and even they prefer the same strategies, the same on-page, the same off-page strategies that you are doing, that you are learning, and that I am doing, and everyone is practicing all across the board. But sometimes as a beginner, you might feel that even after doing everything, things are not working. I have faced this thing personally, and I know why this happens, because SEO requires patience. And that patience is one of the thing which comes under the strategy part of SEO. The strategic part of SEO is having patience. And when you have some experience after doing some work with your website or with someone else's website, you would know exactly how much amount of time you would need to get that ranking. So that mindset, you know, having that mindset will help you cut off that, you know, impatient attitude while doing SEO, and then strategically implement the same techniques over and over again and wait for the results to come. The second thing about SEO or becoming an SEO in 2020 or in any year is actually having real life experience. And one of the best way to get real life experience is pursuing a digital marketing internship, or particularly an SEO internship. Now there are many companies in India of, you know, agencies which I really don't like. There are agencies which I really do like, and there are fraud agencies as well, there are great agencies as well, there are agencies where people would, you know, the whole work is done by interns and they are just, you know, underpaid throughout the tenure. So there are various types of industries, various types of agencies, various types of companies who would like to hire digital marketing interns and would like to, you know, get them do the real digital marketing work and pay them less. So there are many various types of scams are there. So preferably do your research, do a lot of research, but get yourself a digital marketing internship. Even I would be like to giving, you know, would be like to give, would like to give digital marketing internships to students in India particularly, and favorably from Kolkata. But maybe currently I'm not in that position, but if there are any other companies who are, you know, if you are a company who is doing that, just comment below. I think you will find many people who are interested in you, but make sure you check the company before you actually take the plunge of doing the internship. Make sure your payment terms and conditions are clear. Final tip from my side for becoming an SEO, you know, starting an SEO as a beginner in 2020 is, don't treat internships as a training institute. I have seen many people, like recently I have done, you know, I was at a company, I was working with them, and I found that many people would actually come, you know, would apply for being an intern because they just don't want to undergo that training institute phase. They just don't have any skills, or they do have some, you know, watched some YouTube videos and they think that they know everything about digital marketing or SEO. But the reality of SEO is, it is not like, you know, a coding job, or it is not like engineering, or it is not like mathematics. As long as you have not performed SEO and have actually got results out of it, your knowledge is incomplete, and that incomplete knowledge will help you go nowhere. So first consider taking a real training from some real people who have got real results. How to check it? Very easy. Whichever institute you are, you know, pursuing, whichever institute you are going with, go to their website and look at if they have got results and if they have got consistent results. You would find many tools, you know many tools already because you are watching various SEO YouTube videos. Use those tools and find the, you know, look at the company that you are applying to, if they have, you know, brought results for themselves. If they have brought results from their own website, then they could also, they might have some good faculty who could actually help you with gaining some fruitful digital marketing knowledge. So those are the three tips from my side. I think I wish you a very, very happy new year and a very, very successful search engine career in 2020. Bye.